Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio, also on Steel Waves Radio. We're on two radio stations now, and Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, everywhere you hear podcasts. It's a Dark Mark show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and as you can see, after a month of social distancing, I'm not myself. I look like a homeless man. You heard the faint voice in the background, my co-host, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
What's up, guys?
Yay, both of you.
Hi, Hannah. How was your, you said that you actually fixed a shelf or something and been very industrious.
I've been very industrious. I built a new shoe shelf. I built a purse rack. I got a reformer Pilates machine, which is a better workout than the gym. I remodeled my whole entire room, so it's like a different world I'm in. So I'm not crazy anymore. Grandpa, on the other hand.
Well, Grandpa was doing Pilates. Grandpa's 89 doing Pilates.
Yes, I want to be like Grandpa when I grow up.
I'm training my Grandpa in Pilates. Yeah, and he's going to be 88 in May. So I'm going to have a quarantine birthday party.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, come on. We can get all of our past guests that love Grandpa, and we can have a whole party on the air.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah. He just FaceTimed with the doctor. Yeah.
Right? He just FaceTimed with the doctor?
Off of my phone. It was so cute.
I bet you that doesn't hurt.
Nope.
Well, you know who we're talking to. You remember her from 2 years ago when she came in with Mr. Zion and Goddess Joy.
Of course I do. Yes, I do.
And they spanked my ass and really roughed me up a little bit.
I still haven't been to Sanctuary. I need to go.
Oh, we miss you. Yes. Well, when we finally get out of this lockdown situation, you promise us you'll come and come.
I live right by you guys. I'm in Redondo.
No excuses.
Exactly.
No excuses. Well,
I was about to say, that's Lady Remedy and Fetish. And they're looking as beautiful as ever. You dressed up, you got your little corset on, you look fabulous.
Ta-da! I'm wearing my medal as well. I'm currently the Miss CSW 2020, Christopher Street West. It's a leather title.
I saw that. Okay, we're gonna talk about that and what that entails. And you're smoking, so you do smoking fetish. So everybody who's watching this now might be under your spell.
They're all winking and getting a freebie. Ha ha. it helps with the nerves.
Yeah, no freebies these days. Before we get started, let me get our sponsors out of the way real quick. We have Audible is still our sponsor. If you go to audibletrial.com, and please support the show, support us. We need the money. If you go to audible.com, audibletrial.com, I mess it up all the time. audibletrial.com/TMS, you get a free book, free 30-day trial, and two free Audible originals. Doesn't cost you anything. You can cancel the next day, and you keep the books and the Audible originals.
And you know what? Yeah, it's right now's a really great time to do so, because I actually downloaded an Italian book and I'm learning Italian through my audiobook. So while we're in quarantine, my phone, learn a new language. So definitely go to audio.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that, please. For Acid, you're learning Italian.
No, he's totally gone. No. I just think
he's an asshead.
He was Italian.
Don't date Italian actors now.
You know what? I've dated Italians. They have the most beautiful soft skin I've ever touched in my life.
Oh, God. And they're so romantic until they turn into dicks.
Until they turn into fucking pricks. Yeah. I've dated a few, male and female. Yep. I love Italians. Yep.
And you know,
I'm part Italian, but anyway, so go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Learn Italian, learn BDSM, learn anything that you want. Or just get a book and, better yourself, or just escape with some something you want to read. Also, we are sponsored by Hustler Hollywood.
Yeah.
I will have a code put on the show. You get 20% off anything at Hustler Hollywood. What's your favorite vibrator, lady?
Of course, it's the magic wand, the Hitachi. I don't care. It can be as loud as it wants to. It's efficient. It works.
You go to Hustle to get that. Doomy's Home Cooking, still available for pickup and delivery. 1253 Vine Street, corner of Fountain and Vine. Or you can get them delivered in the Hollywood or Toronto areas, I'm sure.
24 hours now.
You ever have Doomy's Home Cooking, Remedy?
I do cooking. I love to cook, actually.
So have you ever been to Doobie's Home Cooking, the restaurants?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think so.
The best vegan food you ever had.
Hollywood
and Vine. The best nachos were voted one of the 10 best nachos by the LA Weekly. The only one without meat. Pulled pork sandwiches, chicken parmesan, chocolate brownies for dessert. It's amazing. All vegan.
You know, I love when they disguise their fried chicken with a stick, like it's...
The vegan drumsticks?
Yes.
I've been trying to get a hold of those through Happy Veggie for like a week now, and they're too busy. I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh,
can I just tell you, like, I had no idea I was at a vegan restaurant until the person that I was with told me.
Yeah, they're amazing.
It's pretty awesome. Tofu has come a long way.
One more. We're brought to you by Spy Associates. Especially in this day and age, you want to see who's spying on you. You want to spy on somebody else. All sorts of James Bond sort of equipment. GPS trackers, bug detectors, cameras that go on your smoke detectors. 20% off any order over $249 with the code that I will be sending.
I joke about it, but on a serious note, people have been spitting on doorknobs and your Amazon. Some employees have been terrible. It'd be great to get a camera just to make sure everything's okay.
Hey, and if anyone who's spitting on doorknobs, come on in to see me and I'll kick you in the balls for free.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people have been stealing Amazon packages, so if you got those by associates.
Out of my mailbox.
That too.
That's low. That's low.
It is.
Stevie, I'm not rich. Right. We all work for it. It's hard.
Yeah. I can't help but notice, lady, not only are you as hot as I am, apparently, but you're sitting on a cross.
I'm sitting in front of a cross. Yes,
is that your perfect
nice,
cross?
Big, girthy, sturdy piece of equipment here at Sanctuary.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought I'd make a little bit
backdrop.
I am at Sanctuary.
You're actually... Okay. So this is why I want to have you on. I was curious. I know that this coronavirus and social distancing has affected a lot of people. How has it affected the BDSM and dominatrixes and you in general?
Well, I can speak for myself, and I know that for myself, I've been doing a lot more like online domination and virtual dom mm-hmm. services, distance mm-hmm. training, things like that.
Right.
I have a couple of regulars that would see me weekly, and right now they're not allowed to, but they are bringing dinner by, like they'll bring dinner by for me once a week instead, which is really kind, you know, but it also shows that I have a good rapport with them because they're not getting my services yet. They're still bringing me tributes of dinner and sorts. So that's kind of nice.
Better.
Yeah. But you know, many years of practice, I've been doing this a long time, and it's more than just about beating people. It's really about creating and fostering these lovely dynamics between people, between myself and the lucky fortunates.
So, do you live at Sanctuary? How are you able to get in there?
I'm in service to Mistress Cyan. I've been collared to her for about 4 years. Right. And although right. I'm not wearing my collar, but because I've been doing a lot of hard work, a lot of hard laboring around here. Since we've been closed, we've had the time to, for me to do a lot of things around here that I wanted to do, just regular upkeep and stuff, besides installing the new stage floor. I've been here quarantining here actually the whole time, the whole 5 weeks. So it's
really?
Been talk about isolation, huh? Yeah, in a dungeon. It's come.
Hey, that's not bad though.
But and Mr. Cyan, she's been at her place, at home with her wife, which is beautiful, good for her. Mm-hmm. And I've seen her, I think, twice. briefly, like just for a couple of minutes, you know, she's come in and then zipped right out. So, but I'm still checking in with her, you know, a couple of times a day. And it's been pretty hard not being around, being able to see her every day and to, you know, I can still serve her even though she's not here by doing things around here. But it's a lot different versus when she's like, hey, Remedy, come and fill up my water bottle or, you know, giving me tasks and whatnot. So it's been kind of lonely, but I really do enjoy my solitude. So yeah. I'm never bored. Yeah.
So you're in a pitch black dungeon.
7,000 square foot. It's scary. It's awesome. I love it. Yeah. And that's, this place does have quite the cast. So there it is. I call it spirited. Like there's things.
Ghost beating past that you may have come across.
Absolutely. I think Coda, the wolf that used to, you know, be here when this place was formed, you know, its former. There was a wolf, his name was Coda, and there's a house kitty here, her name is Solstice. We found her in the parking lot when she was just little, and now she's a big fat cat. So I play with Solstice every day, and I was playing with Solstice the other day, and all of a sudden she just looked at the door, hissed, and ran and hid. And I was like, what the hell is that about? But I think it had something to do, I think it was probably Coda, the wolf. I knew Coda as well, and I used to play with Coda a lot too, so it very well could have been Coda.
So it's a real wolf, not a guy dressed as a wolf or something.
It's it was a hybrid, a real wolf. He was a very big sweetheart.
I know people are dressed like wolves and furries and things like that, so I just want to make sure. Sanctuary.
Aha. Uh-huh. So what about you? Do you is there any sort of like inner animal that you guys have?
Oh, we've talked about this. Hannah, what was your inner animal?
My inner animal. Jeez, I forget.
Was it a bunny?
I remember we had somebody ask you that question. Because I was a bear, remember?
Somebody compared me to...
Not a leather bear either. The other bear.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I recently discovered my inner pig.
Aww.
I know. I'm a piggy, of course. I'm a greedy, filthy pig. Like, of course I am. Like,
well, okay, lately since quarantine, I've been like a lazy house cat, napping and eating. We'll go there.
I think it's very good to get in touch with your inner animals. Yeah, some of us have many. That's
before
awesome.
We get to your leather prize, which I'm very proud of you, but... I did look at your website, and we're going to get to all the stuff that you're into, but as we had you on, and we barely scratched the surface last time, but what is distance training?
So distance training, it can be many different things. Like I'm a key holder, so I have someone locked in chastity in Houston, and, you know.
The guy that can't have sex because you have his key in Houston.
Correct. He can't even masturbate.
Right.
Doesn't deserve to.
How beautiful that you look and how beautiful Anna looks. He can't masturbate to the show until you unlock his chastity belt.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And there is no way to get out of chastity unless I just let you out because I feel like you should be out. But rarely do I feel like you should be out once you're locked in chastity.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it. But there's also other forms of distance training is like via Skype or web conferencing, you know. And basically I just have them like, you know, check in with me either weekly or some of them are daily. It really depends on how much they invest in the dynamic. And, you know, some of them are very needy and some of them are not. Some of them are really easy. So sometimes it could just be via email or a text message or else it could be an actual video call. And you know, I just instruct them on and I inspect them and make sure that they're doing all the things they're supposed to be doing, and or else I'll give them tasks, like I'll have them, you know, go and order something, or else, you know, post something publicly on Twitter or whatever. What, you know, just different little tasks. It really depends on the individual and you know, what they're allowed to do with their own, within the safety of their own personal life, because some of them are married, some of them are professionals, some of them are crazy and they don't care.
You know, there's a lot of fun. I have a friend, he lives far away, and sometimes as long as, well, this was before my grandfather was home and sick all the time, he would like me to dress him up as a woman and insult him, and he would actually scrub my floors.
That's hot. Great. That's all the way sexy.
And I loved it, and we're really close friends. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm always kind of quiet about those things, but now I'm more.
You little dom, you.
I've been trying to get her to be a dominatrix since you guys were on the show.
Yeah, that's, and my son, I'm going to start picking up the bass again since I have a lot of time.
Yes.
He'll give me free lessons as long as I kick him in the balls with my spiked stilettos. That's it. I'm like, all right, I'm
fucking
down.
Great.
Right.
So you are taking my advice, and you are doming some guys.
Yeah, you know what? I guess in your 30s, you kind of discover who you are and you become more comfortable.
Wait until you hit your 40s, honey. It only gets better. I swear to God, it only gets better.
Yeah.
But so yeah, because I've been trying to get, because when you guys were on, we've had dominatrixes on quite a bit over the last 2 years. Every time, Hannah just it lights up.
I do.
That's wonderful. Yeah. You know, we have a lot of classes and stuff here, Hannah.
Yeah,
there's lots of like amazing role models and women here that are like all about empowering other women and educating, you know, the right way, so that just take out a lot of the risk involved with becoming a femdom.
I was listening to the last show that you were on, and when you mentioned cock and ball class, that's when Hannah really lit up.
That's awesome. That'll put them in a cock cage. Some of them deserve it.
Most of them do.
Yeah.
Should she start with the cock and ball class? Is that a good beginner's
Absolutely. Class? Yeah, because that's something, even if you're not into the lifestyle or becoming a femdom, like knowing how to hurt cock and balls is very important, and the safe way. Yeah. There is a technique, believe it or not. And so knowing how to kick someone in the balls in a way to where it's like, haha, I'm playing, but that really hurt, versus I'm going to take you down because I'm protecting myself, life or death type of situation. There's a difference there. And but cock and ball torture is so much fun. I think all penises deserve a little cock and ball torture.
I agree.
Yes, like there's nothing.
It goes beyond kicking.
Oh, it does. I have this play partner. And by play partner, I mean in my personal life. We're primal. So I don't know if you know what that is, but it's awesome. And but there's nothing sexier than like tying up cock and balls and like smacking it around and then sucking it if you want to and then smacking it. It's amazing.
I like ball torture. That's
my heart.
Like I have like nails, and they like to be like, it's like, all right.
Say that again, Hannah. I didn't catch that.
Huh? Are you wanking, Mark?
No. We were saying something at the same time. What were you saying, Hannah?
I was saying some guys, because I have long nails, they like me to dig my nails into their balls.
Right.
They really like that.
What's the appeal? Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, the ball sack can actually take quite a bit of like torture without it really hurting, because it's so pliable.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it, but so like stretching and ball stretching and...
Stretching and like, nail clawing and all kinds of things. Clothespins and needles and stuff.
Oh, come on. You know about ball stretching, Mark. We had that on the show before.
Did you get your ball stretched?
No.
We have a gentleman.
We're not stretched. No, I don't.
On and lifted up things with his ball sack. I could share.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
See, those are cool tricks to have.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That'll use a girl like me.
Really? You like stretchy balls?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Sometimes I get these clients that come in here and they're like 88 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And. And literally their balls are like hanging down to their knees, you know, and nipples right. like eraser heads.
Oh, sure.
And I can tell like, oh, those nipples have been tortured. I know what those nipples need. And same thing with the balls. I'm like, I can get a yard of rope around their testicles. In extreme ball stretching, which is,
you ever tie bows around them? Like pretty little
yes.
bows?
Yes.
Isn't that cute?
one of my favorite things to do nowadays, I think, is the helicopter rope trick. Yeah. Which is fucking awesome.
What's that?
So the helicopter, you get rope and you bound, get the balls bound, and then you wrap the rope around the penis really tight, mm-hmm. and you just leave it there about halfway, and then you just leave it bound really tight for 45 minutes or whatever amount of time, but when you take it off, you grab the rope and you pull it fast, and it goes. And it makes the penis flap around like a propeller.
That's awesome.
But I haven't figured out if it's the slave going, like the sound that he makes when he's getting the rope snatched right. off, or if it's the penis doing this, that is why it's called the helicopter. But anyways, it's a fun one.
Nice.
I learned that in a CBT class.
More like bungee cock.
Bungee cock. Oh, that would rip your testicles off. You go bungee jumping and wrap it around your balls. It'd be like,
wee, swinging off the top. You can't tell me things like that because I will try things. Like, I'm not afraid.
I'm so weird. I like women to be very gentle with my genitalia. I don't want them to kick me.
Like
or,
mommy?
Or...
boring, Mark.
Maybe, huh?
I feel like mommy would be gentle to your little peepee.
Mark's boring. Like called home sex.
Yeah, like.
Missionary.
You need to have her bite it, Mark. Have her bite it. Have whoever she is bite it.
I've had girls bite it. I've had girls nibble. They're just nibbling or? You draw blood? What do you do?
I don't draw blood unless I'm doing like serious edge play, and that's definitely not. But my primal partner, for instance. Okay, so I was going down on him, and he told me he said bite it, and so I bit it, and he's like harder. Oh, melted my little heart. My cold little heart just melted, and so I bit it harder. It was so hot. And then, he was like, put my balls in your mouth. So I did. And he said, bite them. And I did. And what did he say? Harder. Can I just tell you, like, mentally, that really got to me. I'm still affected by it. But, yes, what a mind fuck. Like, I love it. So, yeah.
Now you tell me. Okay. So that's harder.
Guys like things.
I did
like
harder.
My ex would have me go down on him when I had my nails on and just go in his inner thighs and scratch so hard they would pop off and he has scars.
Oh.
Wonder what his wife thinks now about those scars.
See, to me, that is passion. That right there is passion.
not with that guy. No, that guy. That guy looked like the lead singer for Anvil, but I don't want to get into that. So... No, but you also do we were talking a little bit about your smoking fetish, which is not what I thought. It's just like smoking in people's faces and ashing on their tongue and.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
You know, everyone is different. Some people like to be turned into human ashtrays, and others actually like to be tortured with a cigarette. Some just like to watch. Some like to actually have gas masks on with tubes that you blow the smoke into. So there's again.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is fun.
Absolutely. I'm a professional. Well, I cover all those. I cover all of that.
Have you ever done baby play?
Adult babies. I have, but I don't do diapers. I mean, I'll put you in a diaper and I'll powder your bottom and I'll check your nappy. But I really am a very mean babysitter when it comes to adult babies. Okay. And if you mess your diaper, you're going to leave in your messy diaper because I don't do dirty diapers.
Agreed.
Yeah. But yeah, adult babies are fun to like kick and stuff.
Do they put their pants on over the diaper, or they just leave it with the diaper on?
They walk out with their clothes on, but it's underneath their diaper.
They still have a messy diaper.
Yes, that's what they deserve.
I'm not a commander. I don't get these things.
I don't get it either, but I love it, and I'm fascinated by it. I'm sorry, what was that, Hannah?
I was just joking. I'm sorry. I was like, at the toilet paper right now, we're all going to be wearing adult diapers.
Oh, my God. I know, right? Weird.
I'm just starting to go. I was at the store yesterday. I was going to pick some up just in case. And they're out. Luck.
My grandpa has a bunch if you want some, but he doesn't use them. Send them off to you.
You need diapers. You need adult diapers, Mark.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay for like another month or two with the toilet paper. But after that, I mean, I haven't seen toilet paper on the shelf in 2 months.
It's so weird. Out of all the things for there to be a shortage of toilet paper.
Right, and you can't find any anywhere, but I did find some color toilet paper. It's like Versace made cray paper for your butt. Don't do it.
Well, even the novelty toilet paper 992 store, you can't get that.
No, you have to go show up at the market and get in the queue or the line at 6 a.m. in order to find toilet paper. And thank goodness there are slaves to do that.
There you go.
I need to get a slave to get me some toilet paper.
Yes.
So let me see what other hijinks do you get into now? So what's the difference between now? There's BDSM and there's impact play. What is the difference?
Okay, so BDSM covers a lot of things, and impact play also covers a lot of things. But when it comes to impact play, that's an actual like form of play where you use implements, whips, canes, props, all those, you know, anything, any sort of weapon like that you strike with is considered impact play. Okay. And BDSM is like, it's like the label, like bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, or, you know, bottom,
So you can have BDSM without impact play, but impact play is its own thing.
Impact play is something. It sure is. Is that what you said?
No, I said you can have BDSM without impact play, just by tying somebody up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it could be a total power exchange. You know, I do see people that are not into pain at all. And so that requires a lot more mental brain power for sure. You know, and because I have to somehow get them to like and to want and truly desire pain. Which could take years, but it's happened.
Who? How do you do that?
You know, it just takes a lot of patience, and that's about it. Just a lot of patience, and, you know, sure enough, you know, fast forward 4 years, and, like, next thing you know, I have my pet bunny boy, like, craving pain, my pain. He wanted him wanting to suffer for me, which is awesome. You know, I'd say it really is like, I'm like, oh, how awesome. Like, that's ultra sexy for me, you know, because I know that he's not into pain. He's more into like being made to feel vulnerable or objectified, things like that. And so like for him to come so far as to actually like when we play or when we get together, like him really wanting to suffer for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the hardest implement that you've hit somebody with? What's the most...
The hardest thing I've hit someone with, I guess, like, I would have to say it's a cane or a whip, you know, like a signal whip or a bull whip. Those are pretty, they can get,
I mean, hammer or,
I've never used a hammer. Or, no need for
that. Oh, really?
What's the strangest thing you ever hit anybody with?
Wow. Oh, a fucking squeaky chicken.
That's awesome. I love it.
Squeak,
squeak, squeak.
Yeah, it would go,
that's all you
have. When you squeeze it, it just screams, you know? And it's like, And I would hit and go,
awesome.
Fucking great. Yeah.
Now, is this something you had around, or is this his request, or?
Okay, so I actually found it in the equipment room here at Sanctuary. I, and, Yeah, it's great for a good laugh. It's kind of ridiculous, you know, which I love. I think it's good to have a great sense of humor. Yeah, so it was pretty ridiculous, and I pummeled him with that.
I love it. I want to try that now.
What did the recipient think?
Oh, they thought it was enough. They weren't really into pain. So, like, beating them with the squeaky chicken was awesome. We also have this, like, this plastic paddle that you, when you strike it, it makes this big old sound, this huge sound, but it feels like you're getting hit with a piece of paper. Like, it's nothing at all.
A palm paddle. Yeah,
it's terrifying as well. So, you know, that was a great one too. And so I hit him with that one first. I'm like, no, this will never do. You need something harder. And I grabbed the chicken. I hit him with the chicken. And we both fell out laughing. It was awesome though.
That's great.
Yeah, it's good to have a bit of an imagination and, you know, go wild with a rubber chicken if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most femdoms will. Some of them seem like they're so uptight and so, you know, trim and proper and whatnot, but deep down inside, like, they're just like, laughing at the most profound, ridiculous things that we do to people.
I heard a lot of Japanese gentlemen fly in for it, and they have a lot of kinks.
They're weird. Yeah, absolutely. I have this one, he comes in and he likes for his actual asshole to be caned really hard. Like, if you can make it bleed. Oh yeah, absolutely he does. And he doesn't require any warm up whatsoever. And he likes sets of 25. And so he'll come in and he wants 5 sets of 25 strokes. And, you know, just wow. And if you can, you know, make it to where, like, he's like, okay, that's enough there, then you can just do the rest of them out on his ass. But yeah, that's kind of fun. I had another one who wanted the Wurttemberg wheel really hard used against his asshole. And that was kind of scary, but I did it.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
So do you,
what did you put against
into the anus ever?
What's that?
Do you insert anything into the anus? Because I interviewed one lady and she said that a rod-hot dog bone was like the strangest thing.
Yeah, I in my personal life, I do a lot of pegging. But professionally, we're not allowed to do that. So I can't do it professionally, but it is one of my personal things that I do. I love it.
But can't you do it professionally?
It's illegal. It's considered prostitution because it's penetration from a, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when I first started as an independent dog, I was independent for 7 years, and pegging or strap-on was one of my specialties. I had no idea that it was illegal for 7 years.
Wow. Well, hopefully everything will loosen up, you know, and we'll be able to
do
like that. It'll cut down on like crime and rape. My grandpa's so for legalizing prostitution as long as people are safe, and he's really big into S&M. He supports it all.
I love your grandpa. He's great.
And, you know, he hired his first transgender secretary in the 50s. Like, he's the man.
Fucking cool. Yeah. I love older people because they're funny as shit, but they're wise, quite wise. You know, I say if like Armageddon happens, what you do is you have to eat the young first. So you eat the babies because they're most tender. And then you eat the vegetarians because they're good for you. But you gotta preserve and keep the elderly alive.
Exactly.
And zombie meat, I'm convinced you can eat zombie meat as long as you boil the hell out of it. You can eat zombies, they just can't eat you. So, just remember that during the apocalypse.
I was watching the zombie thing. I was watching this movie with my grandfather, and these girls got stuck in the middle of nowhere as a horror film. And they're all looking at each other like, what do we have to do if we have to eat each other? Who's going first? And they're like, so-and-so is going first because you don't smoke and you're a vegan. And grandpa looks at me. He's like, you're fucked.
Told you. Old people are smart. Yeah, the vegan. They're good for you.
Grandpa needs a nice pegging.
Grandpa's not into that. You know, my grandpa hasn't been with anybody since my grandma passed away in 85. That was the love of his life.
All the more reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice example with him. But
I just. I'm a bowl of ice cream.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was widowed as well when I was 21 and the love of my life. So like, as far as that whole love thing goes, like an intimacy or making love, romance sounds disgusting. There's nothing at all that sounds like that's appealing when it comes to romance. I don't want to be touched. I want you to feel me. You can feel me when I touch you, but otherwise just have a massively large cock. And I can use it when I need it, or want it. Yep. That's about all I need. Like
that's what Grandpa says. Go get your rocks off. Don't get emotionally attached. Make sure you're safe and go on and do your own thing.
That's what I've been
saying. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You're a nice big cock. So you're a size queen.
I am.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with that?
So well, the woman that knows what she wants, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if guys come with you and they're not, you don't have the right equipment, do you ridicule them?
I try not to. If I'm disappointed, I mean, I clearly express the fact that I'm disappointed and then they know they're not getting anywhere. But before I even need to see their penis, like, you better believe I have already, like, let them know what I'm expecting and, and either they're going to have it or else they're going to get something else. They're not getting what they expected. Instead, I'm going to torture you or else, like, I'm going to do other things to you. I'll still play with you and, like, we'll have a great time for sure, but I'm not going to fuck you. I'm not interested in fucking an average-sized cock.
Stay away. I have a funny story. The first guy I lost my virginity to was 8 and a half, and the second guy I had sex with was literally this without my nail, and I thought there was something wrong, so I didn't understand. I was like, what the hell is this?
Right. Oh my gosh, yeah. Right.
Are you like, what happened to your penis? Like, what's going on?
What happened to your penis?
Right.
Well, I was thinking more about clients.
Oh, what about clients?
As far as their penis size.
I love all penises. When it comes to clients, I love all penises. Big, little, small, hard, soft, doesn't matter. Because you can torture all of them. So,
Okay. Yeah,
all penises treated equally in here.
That's good.
So, just not my vagina.
I guess you're doing a lot more verbal humiliation these days.
No, probably still the same amount. Yeah,
I'll give you an example of that. Humiliate me, Remedy. I want to see what this is all about. I want to see if I get off on this. Come on.
Well, we would have to find, we'd have to dig a little deeper. Like, we'd have to find out what areas to stay away from versus what areas are, you know, work for you. Some people don't want to be humiliated about their bodies or their financial situation, or they don't want to hear you talk about their mother or things like that. So, like, you know, I mean,
leave my mother out of it.
Leave your mother out of it. Okay. How about your sister? Do you want to cry? I'll make you cry. Would you like to cry? What's your safe word? What's your safe word? Mercy.
Hannah is my safe word.
Hannah, how cute. Awesome. Yeah. So, you're not worthy of being verbally degraded. Like, you're not even worthy, Mark. So
I'm not even worthy of it?
No. So I can't.
Those assholes are
okay, maybe if you beg for my services, if you beg for it, maybe I'll consider it.
Lady Remedy, could you please verbally humiliate you? You look so wonderful today. I'm looking at your corset and how amazing you look and your gold medal and the whole thing.
You're stunning.
You know, it sounds like you're talking, which is kind of like, I mean, I understand this is a talk show, but when you're begging, I like to hear genuine desperation and authenticity. Please. And I don't hear that. So once again, you failed, Mark.
Please, Lady Remedy and Fetty.
Your begging is pathetic, Mark.
Please? Come on, get down on your knees.
You can't even beg right.
Oh, come on, I can beg right. Come on, please.
Aha! No.
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 Please.
Just okay, let's see. Let's see. When was the last time you were laid? When was the last time you got laid, Mark?
It's been a long time.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was in 2019.
That doesn't surprise me, not one bit. When was the last time you wanked it? I bet you're a compulsive wanker, aren't you, Mark?
Well, that's not people hating me. That's common knowledge.
I think everybody is a constant wanker right now.
I am. I'm kind of mentally wanking right now.
Oh, I bet you are. All right.
They don't turn you on. What's going on here? Look how humiliating this is.
I love it. Everything I do turns me on. Like.
Okay. All right, Hannah, we're going to stop this because I don't think I'm not getting the humiliation that I need.
He said Hannah. Yeah.
I said the safe word, so we're done with the humiliation.
I heard your safe word, mister.
Yes.
Mr. Mark. Mr. Dark Mark.
Mr. Dark Mark.
What do we do first? She's gonna start going pro. What does she need to do first?
Oh, okay. What do you mean? What did you do first? In a session?
I'm sorry? I'm serious that I want Hannah, especially when this virus lifts. And do you really think now? Serious question before we get to that. Say tomorrow. They say, okay, you can go out in public, but you got to wear a mask and, you know, you got to take precautions, you got to wash your hands. How long do you think it'll take for Sanctuary to get back and running at full speed, at 100%?
I think the day we open up will be extremely slammed.
Really? You don't think people will be worried about getting the
virus
running?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so at all. Because, we were already sanitizing and disinfecting everything before the whole masks were, you know, a thing. And before, you know, I mean, as soon as this thing started budding out, like washing, we were going around the dungeon hourly and disinfecting all common areas. The furniture, we'd go around several times a day and just wipe things down, whether the equipment got used or not. We were still doing that separately. You know, really going over and above anyways. So, and even during our parties, when we were having parties, we would go around like hourly, several times an hour, and disinfect the doorknobs and everything during the parties. And people were kind of laughing at like how often we were doing it, but there was a lot of people at the parties. So of course we were doing it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it'll be an issue at all.
What was the last night that they had the Sanctuary? That people were allowed in.
I think it was like a Tuesday or something, right before the lockdown started. We were open for business during the day and evening. That was it though. Oh, you know what though? I'll tell you what. We did have a couple of things get, a couple of parties get canceled and whatnot before the lockdown started. A couple of different promoters, you know, canceled their parties, and so that kind of sucked. But it gave us time to, you know, do some maintenance around here, paint some walls and things like that. So
BombCon got canceled.
I'd like to think of it as postponed.
Yeah, everything's been canceled. The concert of Monsterpalooza, Rammstein. I'm just
right.
So
yeah, lame.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as your income, are you still making a living? Are you still doing okay?
It's been hard. Fortunately, I don't have very many bills, and I'm not hungry by any means. So, and I'm still receiving a few tributes regularly from some loyal, you know, submissives, and so it's been good.
That's sweet. You know, I've had a lot of people reach out to me too, for me and my grandfather, send you care packages. Do you need anything? People have really opened up their hearts due to this. And I hope.
Isn't that beautiful?
And the animals get to run free.
Oh my gosh. I know. And it's so pretty outside. Like you can see so many stars at night, which I love. And the sky is blue. Animals are taking over. It didn't take long.
Those little lions taking naps in the middle of the road in South Africa, and the little squirrels.
Penguins. Yep. There's penguins there too. Yeah.
Those endangered turtles in India came up on shore and laid thousands and thousands of eggs.
Good. And the eggs didn't get taken. Yay. By humans. Yay.
Yep.
Humans are really a bad plague on the earth.
Yeah. I agree 100%, especially when they throw like their used masks and gloves on the floor. It's like, what's wrong with you?
I haven't seen that, but thank God, because that would just piss me off, yeah. You know?
It was in the Philippines when people weren't obeying their quarantine orders, and the police would come over and beat them with sticks. I'm like, they should do that here.
instead they just shoot people, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. Yeah, you're basically just putting people's lives at risk.
I just wish they would shoot the right people, you know? Yeah. It's like shooting all black people is not necessarily... Right.
Just the idiots that think it's funny to go cough on food in grocery stores.
Yes. Yeah. I think they should definitely shoot each other as well.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, there's some real lousy authority service workers that...
Getting away from shooting everybody. Remedy, do you get unemployment insurance? Do you get food stamps? Do you get...
No.
Okay.
I still haven't gotten my stimulus. Have you guys?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
Not yet. Yeah, I've never been on any sort of like public anything.
You pay taxes though.
You what?
You pay taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but I like to. It's a thing. Like, I haven't needed it, and not just that. That's one less loophole to jump through just for a brick of cheese or whatever. No thanks. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, okay. And then they have the Angeleno card and everything.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I read that on the news. I can't remember the country, but another country just donated some, like $1 billion to Los Angeles to help us out. So I really hope this brings some kind of world peace. I know I'm just being a little more optimistic than I should.
But we have to have hope in mankind. Yeah. I think there's still a chance, but we'll see.
I do too.
At least I'm hopeful.
And every country has in common is we all like to get beat. Now, you trample as well.
I do.
And your feet are actually very well, highly ranked on WikiFeet X.
Really? I didn't know this such a thing existed.
1.5 out of 5.
Wonderful. You make money off of that?
Oh, yes.
Because guys are obsessed with my feet, and I'm like, I could use some extra bucks.
Make them pay for pedicures.
Oh, I would love that. And I have a crazy ass shoe collection.
Yes. We talked about this last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How many guys have bought you shoes? Are great.
What's that?
How many guys have bought you shoes, Randy?
Oh, I don't know. That's like not enough.
Yeah. It's never
too many to count. Right. Too many to count, but not enough. I'm definitely a shoe fetishist myself.
Oh, and like, since we're here, I can bring you over. Like, this is like what I have.
Oh, yes.
And Remy will tell you, they've got foot nights. They got all sorts of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, you should definitely come to, like, some of our foot parties and stuff.
Okay. I would love to do that.
It's such a cakewalk. It's so easy.
Okay.
I love teasing. I really love to tease. So, like, you know, when they want to worship my feet, I'm like, okay. They're like, can I take your shoes off? I'm like, no. You know, and I just love staring at them and like wiggling my ankles and, you know, yeah. Foot stuff is fun.
It is. I had a gentleman at Bar Sinister worship my feet because I had these big spiked stilettos on. Like, then I had to cut them off. I'm like, okay, that's a little too far.
Right. Yeah. Reel it in. Yeah. Absolutely. And then there's so many different like types of foot fetishes. Some like to smell the shoes. Some like stinky feet, which really is not one of my specialties. I don't like anything stinky on me.
Yep, same. So,
yeah.
Have you ever stanked up your feet? Or?
What's that?
Have you ever stanked up your feet? Like,
I have, but it required a deposit and preparation. You know, it takes preparation to have feet with an odor.
Have you ever had a man ask you for dirty underwear, like wear it for a week straight?
Ew, no.
So gross. Yeah, I was talking to my girlfriend the other day about that. And they're like, yep, there was an ad and she sent it to me.
What about dirty socks?
Oh, yeah. There's actually a website called eBand where you can buy or bid on worn panties, stockings, used suckers, and all kinds of things that are banned on eBay.
I'm familiar. I'm a right. No, no, not me. I don't do that.
That's your mark. No, just kidding.
tell us what happened at a foot party. Bring us. We walk in the sanctuary. What happens?
So there's a bunch of ladies, and the client will pay to get in at the desk, and then he gets like play tokens or whatever, and the tokens he will go up to whatever lady he wants for 15 minutes of foot play, and the women, all of our feet are perfectly pedicured and, you know, available. you know, some of them are into trampling and some are just into worship. Some are into groveling at the feet or, you know, licking high heels. Trampling.
Oh, trampling. Okay. I thought you meant like trampling, like you're going to jump up and down on them. But...
those would be fun, but not as stilettos.
Yeah, trampling.
Oh yeah, you might inhale somebody.
Right, or tear the trampoline. Game over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some guys are trampling, some guys are into massaging, I would imagine.
Yeah, massaging or groveling, you know, being down at the feet and like worshiping, you know. Some are into like actual kissing the feet. Some women don't like their feet kissed or sucked or their toes sucked or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, you know, like I will shove my whole foot down your throat if I feel like it. You know, I mean, if you want it in your mouth, okay, fine. You know, so... but not everyone gets that. I don't even want them to touch my feet. Like, I won't even take off my shoes for them because I'm just a bitch. Mm-hmm. It really depends on the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But that's a big thing. That's what I'm telling you, Hannah. This is the closest I've gotten to you really talking seriously about being a dom, and I really think you should.
Well, I'm becoming more comfortable with myself. This quarantine is like really making you in touch with who you are, and you have time to think. And, you know, I think it's good.
We know who you are. You are a woman that men need to worship.
He really wants you to do this, Hannah. Clearly, you should start calling her Goddess Hannah, Mark.
No, not me. I'm not into that. I'm just saying, other guy. We had our friend Jamie Gendron, who's a comedian. Whip a guy with a belt that had bullets on it pretty hard. And you had to see the look on Hannah's face. Like, I want to do that.
But I did ask him if he was okay if his handcuffs were too tight and did I hit him too hard?
Yeah, it's good. You have to check in on him, you know?
Yeah.
And who cares if they're too tight? As long as you don't cause any permanent injuries. Which,
yeah. I would feel very bad if I caused a permanent injury.
Yeah, or even a temporary injury that was like,
Exactly.
Well, you take the classes first. Now, is there like a foot fetish class?
There are people that do foot fetish training, or, you know, during DomCon, you can usually find things like that. But, and then there's a lot of pros that specialize in foot fetish. Mm-hmm. Only. But that's kind of like a beginner's trade. When I first started off independently, like that was one of my things that I offered was foot fetishism and like strap on, and like I had a crop, and that's pretty much like what I knew how to use besides my mouth, verbal stuff. And I think most of them, at least being here at Sanctuary, a lot of switches and alleged pro doms that start here, that's where their level of expertise is at. And, you know, I tend to call that Didi Dom, which is good. It's good to start somewhere and to like master the craft, whatever it is you're into, whether it's nipple torture, just your fingers or devices, clamps, and
nipple torture.
Do you remember the movie Night of the Demons, the Tales from the Crypt one?
Yes.
And he would like zap his nipples. Have you ever done that?
Night of the what?
Tales of the Crypt, Night of the Demon.
Yeah, where he get his nipples zapped.
Yes, I love any sort of electrical play. I mean, any sort of edge play. So electrical devices are things that shock or make people scream and jump out of their skin.
Yeah. Yes. My apologies, Demon Knight.
What else have you done to the nipples? You shocked them.
I've put my cigarettes on them. You know. Yeah, I know. What else? Oh, I've stepped on them with my stilettos.
What kind of stilettos? Was it something like this? Like that crazy?
Yes, even spikier. Even spikier. Like, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see, what else have I done? Oh,
Canada. If anybody's watching or listening to the show, what's your shoe size, Hannah?
My shoe size, I'm an eight. I'm an eight, and right, an eight and a half in shoe size, and like heels. Big foot.
Yeah, no, I'm an eight. So, I'm an eight as well.
So, email us. If you want to buy shoes for either Lady Remedy or Hannah, email me at darkmarkshow@gmail.com. And I'll let you know where to ship.
So, yes, that's right. Get us shoes.
We'll have it for me, and I'll give it to you.
We'll send you a thank you video.
Yes. How fun, huh? Imagine if we both get shoes.
Right. You know, when I was doing the ink model thing, if they bought 100 votes for me, spent $100, I would send them a video, and somebody actually did that. I got to send them a hello video. It was really cool.
Buy some shoes.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Shoes are great. I love shoes. You can never have enough shoes.
I'm going to be that old lady like Raquel Welch rocking around in my stilettos when I'm in my 70s.
Right. Exactly. Chasing around some young, like, you know, stud or whatever. Yeah, exactly. With a walker in your stilettos.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, Raquel Welch. I know somebody that worked in a store that she was shopping at, saw her in the dressing room, saw her completely naked, said, like, this is like 5 years ago, said, unbelievably flawless. Wow. Except she had strong. That's the only thing. But at her age, I don't know where to go. We could talk to you about smut and kink all day. Tell us about the mud. What you had to do about the medals. We still got about 10 minutes. Tell us what you did to get that medal and what it represents.
Okay, so this is my CSW medal that I won in a leather contest, and it's CSW stands for Christopher Street West. And basically, I've been active in the leather community. I'd say more active probably the last 2 years, but I've been getting to know and understand and that I have really, really have a leather heart. I am pretty much a leather bear, a leather Goldilocks or whatever. Like, I'm a leather heart. And
for vanilla viewers and listeners,
it's a biker gang. We ride motorcycles.
Do we even have vanilla listeners? I mean, come on, Mark.
I'm just saying. We have a couple.
So
what separates the vanilla community from the BDSM community at large?
So, okay, being leather is, there's a lot more protocol. It's pretty, like, there's a lot of traditions that are handed down, and it's based on trust, honor, and respect. And, yeah, you know, if you want to find out more, there's a whole archive at the museum in history on it. You just got to really dig deep. I've met some of the most amazing people that are traditional leather people, you know, leather family. And I really like the way that they carry themselves in a very respectful way. And, but they really party hard too when it comes down time to it, you know, to get down.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not afraid to show their asses, but they also know how to be in public and how to be respected. And there's a lot of charity work and community work that the leather community does, which I'm also a big fan of. You know, community, and especially it's a subculture. So I love all things subculture, as long as you're not eating babies. Yeah.
Right. Right.
How did you do that? And who did you compete with before that?
Okay. So. Okay, the CSW title, I was actually going to run for Miss Sanctuary because I think I totally would be a good Sanctuary, like Miss Sanctuary.
Agreed.
And I'm like, I can represent Sanctuary. Yeah. Easy. But then the CSW contest was coming up, and so I decided to run for it instead. Yeah, it was very nerve-wracking and a lot of fun. I ended up getting everybody, all the contestants, and a few of the den daddies, like, which are the people that help us during the contest, you know, when to go on and when to do this and when to do that. I got everyone drunk. Oops, which is a no-no. But I got everyone drunk because it was at a bar, and they were like, our holding area was at the bar. So I'm a social drinker, so I bought everyone shots, lots of rounds, and we ended up getting shit faced. It was awesome. Well, all but one. There was one contestant that was sober in AA and stuff, and that is actually my leathered husband, Joe's name. Yeah, and but it was a lot of fun. It was a great experience. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to running for a few more contests, because I kind of feel with this whole quarantine thing, it's kind of jipping me on my leather presence.
So that's how you win contests.
You get everyone shit-faced. No, actually, you have to write a speech, and you have to, it's a contest. So there's several rounds, you know, they ask you questions, and you got to do a talent portion, and
USA.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I decided to run for the contest and submitted my application like minutes before the deadline. And like the contest was like the following weekend. I had like no time to prep or anything, but I pulled it off.
Awesome.
What's that?
What was the talent, can you say?
Oh, I basically I put a hood on someone and I spanked them. I flogged them. You know, it's just kind of like last minute, I need a body and here's my talent. I'm going to whip someone.
Talent.
It was a talent. And you know, part of the contest, you can actually see the contest on Facebook, the CSW group. Yep, okay. There is this Christopher Street West group, and you can see the contest, and it's pretty funny.
All right, I'm gonna check that out. If I can get an invite sent to me, and I'll figure it out and I'll watch.
Yes.
Awesome.
And before we go, I have to ask you. So we've learned so much about unusual fetishes on the show. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about picking until somebody told me about it and other things. What is the most unusual fetish that you've been involved in?
I think balloon busting. Balloon busting is
weird. Oh, I heard about
weird.
That.
It's so weird. It is fun, but it's so weird. You know, like some people want to watch you blow up the balloon until it pops, which is terrifying. Right. Terrifying.
Yeah.
But there's a technique. There's a technique to it. And then some want you to like bust the balloons, whether you're sitting on them or stomping them. And
I could do that.
Absolutely. You should make videos. You can put it on Clips for Sale and make money too.
Cool. I'm going to look into a foot fetish website after we're off this phone call, because I need some money.
Shooting foot content is really easy too. You can load it up on Clips for Sale and make money there too.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give both of you each other's numbers. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
We're so close, Hannah. Yeah, like if you have any questions or whatever, absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. And we can share the
same shoes. I remember the first time you were on, how wonderful you were, but we, you know, with Mr. Cyan, we were talking to her, we were talking to Joy. Mm-hmm. And so we only got a little bit, now we got a little bit more of Lady Remedy and Fetish. It sits on four names, and you better respect that. Anyway, the rest of the time is yours. Tell us how people get a hold of you and what's going on.
Excellent. Thank you. So I have my website, which is remedyannfetish.com. I'm also on Twitter, Lady Remedy Ann. Clips for Sale as well. You can find me there.
That's good.
You can always send me an email, you know, a direct message email. I'm not hard to find. I'm, you know, I don't hide much. So send me a direct email. Make sure in the title. What's that?
Well, so you're just in a dungeon. You've been there for the last month.
I know, cooped up. I love it. So you can always find me. Yeah, send me an email if you want to get a hold of me with any questions, discussing possible scenes. And make sure in the subject line that you, possible session, or you put something so that I don't ignore you.
And you are accepting clients and you are accepting shoes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. And I'm willing to work with people's budgets. If you can afford shoes, you can probably afford me.
That's right.
And hail Hannah Bonk. Hail Hannah666 on Instagram. And if you want to buy either one of these lovely ladies' shoes, just email me at darkmarkshow@gmail.com.
You won't be sorry.
I don't got any shoes on. Sorry.
These Hannah needs shoes badly.
Yeah, send me a direct message on her Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook page. I'm Goth Comedian on social media. Buy our t-shirts.
Bye, guys.
Buy our merchandise. Get an Audible subscription.
Support Dark Mark.
And
support us all.
Sanctuary before you know it. And you'll be teaching Hannah, and she'll be beating some ass in them.
Yeah, look out 2021.
Yes. New dawn coming near
you. Thank you, Remedy. You're the best.
So are you guys. I love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good times.